This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is the Father's Love
with Lindy Wee
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindy Wee
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Yebo, be inspired indeed. And it is that time of the week, that time of the year, of course, or the day. And the year, of course. This is Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe Msibi today on your radio. And the time is just a minute after 12 on the 9th of March 2022. Lindiwe, can you believe it?
Yeah, I can. Good afternoon, good afternoon, beloved, on this beautiful Wednesday, awesome day, blessed day, a day that is filled with all the good things that our God has in store for us. Good afternoon, Dimasiari, Molwen, Betuna, Sanbonani, Khuye Medach, you know, this is the time of that day on the Father's Love Show. Looking forward to a great show with you.
Hey, Linda is now multilingual, and talking about multilingual, listen here, here's an awesome opportunity. Do you have a dream of being on radio? What about breakfast radio? Sounds good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now is the time to make that dream of being a radio presenter a reality. If you've got some radio experience, are curious, well-read, fully bilingual like Ulindiwe,
mm-hmm.
you know, who greeted us right now, Seare and all of that, and you are well connected and have a passion for Christ and the Word of God, we've got great news for you. Cape Pulpit 729 AM is on the lookout for a new Get Up and Go breakfast show presenter to join their morning man, woohoo, Brad Kirsten, every weekday from 7 to 9 AM. If you're thinking, hey, that's me, send us your details. CV and demo reel to vanda@kpulpit.co.za. I'm going to repeat that. vanda@kpulpit.co.za, and Vanda is WANDA. Find out more on Instagram and Facebook at 729kpulpit. Kpulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., your daily companion. Tell you what, don't you change that dial. Bongani and Lindy were on the Father's Love Show, and today we are not flying solo or alone. We have the most beautiful, most powerful Dimakatso Kholonyane with us today, talking about what else? Because it's the Father's Love Show,
love.
We're
going
to be talking about the love of God that has been shed abroad
day.
In our heart. Here's Martha Muninzi saying, what is that? After this, we're back with Dimakat. Don't go away.
Where else can you find yourself at this time of the day, you know, in this hour on the Father's Love Show? Of course, I'm here. If I was not here, I would be listening to the Father's Love Show. And as Bongani said earlier on, before we went into the break, that we are not, you know, just the two of us today. I was trying to find a word that can ex, because you are not solo. I mean, it's the two of us. So
the must, two is one.
Yeah. Okay. if you say it in that.
Got you.
Yeah, we are joined by Dimaka. So, and today I actually didn't want to say this in him because I was not sure I'm gonna spell it, you know, correctly. But
oh, no.
I know that she has a word. Always, you know, I'm so excited every time we have guests with us in the studio, because I know that God always speaks a timely word that is relevant for that particular day. God always speaks anyway, every day, every minute, every hour, God speaks. And I know that God will speak to you today. I don't know what you're going through, but I know that the word of the Lord will minister to you this afternoon, as Dimakatso was sharing, you know, to us the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts, that is taken from Romans 5. Verse 5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe just just before we bring the Makazo, if our listeners are wanting to join in on the conversation, you are free to do so on 081-7291-657. You can send us a WhatsApp message, 081-7291-657, or you can go to our Facebook page, tell you what, and look at my handsome self there with my navy blue. You know what? Go there, and also, hey, you can look at Dimakatso there. Just make sure you go to our Facebook page, 729 AM, Cape Pulpit or Kapse Council. Just below my handsome face, obviously, you can click there and send a WhatsApp. And we'd like to hear from you, man. We'd like to hear from you. Sis Dimakats, how are you doing today?
I'm very blessed, thank you. But Wongs, how are you doing?
We are doing so awesome. We couldn't wait to have you with us here, because we know that I think in 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we're supposed to have you. And due to other arrangements that were going on here, and we couldn't. But thank God, finally, you are.
Yeah.
Maybe just before you get onto your message for today, who is Dimakats?
Dimakatso Kholanyane is the daughter of the Most High God.
Come on now.
I am a graduate from Caris Bible College.
Yebo.
I am the beloved of my father. I just want to leave it like that.
Awesome.
I love
and,
it.
And I almost said single and available, but hey, it's not my space. Dimakatso, you know, I know that the Lord has laid a lot in your heart. Let me just not waste more than just give it to you, ma'am. Take it away.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Cicely, also. Thank you for this time to be here on the radio. I just want to read Romans chapter 5, verse 5, which we are talking about today. Mm-hmm. And it says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." And then when you read it in the New King James, it says, "Now hope does not disappoint." Mm-hmm. I love that word that says hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts.
Mm.
So when you have hope, but you don't just have hope in anybody. You have hope in God. And when you have that hope in God, it will not lead to any disappointment.
Mm.
And then the second part says, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts, which means this love has been shed. Mm. God has made a public declaration that I am for you.
Mm.
Whether you face persecutions, because when you look at the verse before, from verse 3, it says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Mm. So everything that comes our way, every persecution, every tribulation, it comes to what? To come and test the love of God.
Mm.
To come and test, are you going to believe that God loves you or not?
Mm.
Here's the fact, here's the truth. God made a public declaration. So he's not backing down. He's not saying, I'm going to let go of you. That one is set. That one is solid. You don't even have to doubt it. But he always comes to attack us.
Mm.
Whether are we going to believe that this Father is for us or not? Because if you look at the life of Paul, when we go to Romans chapter 8, I just want to read it quickly while we're talking about this. From verse 35, he says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" So which means we are faced with things every single day. It doesn't matter how much you pray, how much you fast, how much of the word of God you read. Tribulations and persecutions are guaranteed. And they are not coming to test God. They are coming to test, are you going to believe this love that he said he loves you about? You know, it's not about God, because God, man, he... You know, when I think of the love of God, it's like I think of how Christ went to the cross to publicly declare that he is for us. And then what he did so that we can be able to live in this love, then he sent us who? The Holy Spirit. So when I look at it, it's like I'm looking at a wife and a husband. You know, when a husband loves a wife, for us to believe that you really love this woman, you have to marry her. and have, you have to do what? A public declaration.
Come on.
And one of those public declaration is to put what? A ring on a finger.
Mm.
So even if you are not there, the ring that is on the finger reminds her of the love that you professed in public.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that ring for me, I would like to use it as an example of the Holy Spirit. That because love has been shared abroad, not only was it shared, but we were given something to hold on to. We were given someone to remind us of this love constantly. That when you are faced with hunger, remember that God loves you. When you are faced with persecutions, remember that God is for you. Whatever you are going through is not from God, it's from the enemy. But the Holy Spirit is there to say, okay, Cicely, remember that God loves you. You know, there are times you would wake up. I think also love is a choice. You know, there are times maybe, let's say you didn't cook dinner for Budbongs. And he comes home, it's like, oh, I'm hungry today. And then there's no food for him. Is he going to say, I don't love you anymore because you didn't cook food? Is food the determining factor for his love for you? You know, it's like even in that moment, you will always be reminded by the ring he put on your finger that we are in a covenant. And I love you no matter what. Even if tonight you decided not to make dinner, because he is a loving husband, he'll be like, I, Cicely, I think you are tired. Let's rather order something and then Uber Eats can bring something for us. You know?
Yeah.
So he made a public declaration that, Cicely, you are mine and you are mine forever. Even if you will decide not to cook for me today, I'm not going to change my mind about you. My love for you will not change. So that for me is a picture I have of what God has done for us through Christ. Because Christ was God in the flesh to come and profess and proclaim this love that God has for us. But not only did he have to do it on earth, he had to go to the cross also to proclaim it, to die and to resurrect. And for us to be able to live in this love, he had to send the Holy Spirit so that he can remind us every single day of how much we are loved. We are loved beyond any shadow of doubt. And nothing in the world will ever change how much God loves us.
Come on now, Lindyo, you know, when she says nothing shall change, you know, the amount of how much God loves us, it will not change, you know, cause God to love us any less or any more, irrespective of what we do. It demonstrates the unconditional kind of love that God has for us. I tell you, you know, I mean, in your opening statement, Dima, you said something very profound there when you say the enemy, you know, will always want to come and test or want to come and cause you to doubt that God loves you. You know, I'm reminded of this stupid foe that is defeated called the devil coming to our Lord Jesus Christ and saying, if you are you know, the Son of God, and you know, he's slyful in his slyness and craftiness, he removes beloved. You remember that a few days ago, the Lord has just said to Jesus, and in front of everyone publicly, here you are talking about public display, said, this is my beloved son. Not just son, but beloved. But here is this stupid foe called the enemy coming, you know, in his slyish way, in his craftiness, removing the beloved. He says, if you are the son of God, you know. And did God really say? Lindy, I tell you, this is so amazing. We can just close the show right now. It's just that assurance.
It is. What she's already shared with us, I mean, it's loud and clear. The truth there in the Word of God, it's so loud and clear that God really, really loves us. And I love the fact that you're talking about when you made that illustration about, you know, those who are married, the wedding ring, reminding each partner that this is the agreement that I've entered into. And I love the fact that as we journey in this life, you know, the Holy Spirit is there and he lives within us. He abides with us, that he may remind us of the love that God has for us each and every day. I mean, that's amazing.
And that's very liberating and comforting to know that you are loved, and you are loved only, you know, by God, it doesn't matter who doesn't love me.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that I'm accepted in the Beloved, it doesn't matter who has accepted me or doesn't accept me. I tell you, there goes depression out of the window right now.
I'm telling you.
You know, if as believers, and we could just grab that, you know, my thoughts are now flying away.
Yeah. if you can,
that I wanted to say.
Your line of thoughts, just when you're gathering your thoughts. When you're gathering your thoughts, when Dima, you spoke about, you know, the Holy Spirit being the ring, you know, as a symbol. You know, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were
sealed
with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. What do you want to say about that, Dimakas?
Sure. I love the fact that it says we are sealed.
Come on now.
Which means we have a guarantee. You know, when you go to the store and you buy a product, you can go to any furniture shop, wherever they sell electrical appliances. You know, when you buy something, they always give you a guarantee with it. So which means if this thing is not working, I think you can always bring it back. But with us, a different guarantee that we have, it's that God will never say, I'm going to take my love away from you. So which means the Holy Spirit came to affirm, to assure in our hearts that, look here, it doesn't matter what you do, God will never say, I don't love you anymore. So which means his love is so constant to a point that he's never moved by what I do or what I don't do. He doesn't come today and say, okay, I don't think you acted right. I don't think you obeyed. I don't think you... He's like, look, I made a public declaration. It's final. I'm not turning back. I'm not looking back.
Sure.
My heart or my head is fixed on what I've said about you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, the gifts of God are without repentance.
Amen.
And look at it. I mean, the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a gift, you know, which comes to assure us, man. To assure us, you know, of God's love. That, you know, Romans 5:5 says, now hope does not disappoint. You know, sometimes I look at people who are without Christ and I'm like, I wonder how they live. Because with us, or with believers, Christ in us is the hope of glory. So now hope does not disappoint.
Sure.
Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has given to us. And I like this, and I want that after this song by Thabo Mafuane, meaning I'm loved, Lindiwe scattered her thoughts. She's going to come back with her thoughts. And,
I'm back.
And Dima, I want that when we come back, you just paint to us, how is this love?
Yeah.
You know, how is this love of God? When you talk about the love of God, what is this thing that we're talking about? Because it's easy to just throw in love, for God so loved the world, for God loved us, and all of that. But how does it look like? Here's Thabo Mafuane saying, I'm loved.
Sure.
You're alive on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course, Bongani, and our special guest.
Yebo.
For this beautiful afternoon, Usista Udimakato, who's sharing with us the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I mean, if you are joining us right now and you know, you missed that, but don't worry, because you can still catch us live, you know, can still catch whatever that was she was talking about on Facebook. And also, there will be a podcast, I think, by Friday. If not mistaken, so you can catch us there. But I remember there's a repeat also as well tomorrow, Thursday at 10 in the evening.
Yes.
So you can still catch us there. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss what we are talking about today, the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts. And you know, earlier on when I wanted to, say something, I'm just thinking about what people are facing right now, and you know, with so much, you know, depression, you know, and all these things, you know what's going on, you know, in the world. And I was just wanted to say with what Dimakatso was saying, if people can just be secured on, you know, on the love that God has for them. Maybe someone might say, love God me. And I love the fact that now you know, you said when we come back, you want Dimakatso to talk about what is this love?
What does it look like
and all that? So I know she's going to share something that will minister to you, that will really, really take you, you know, in that place of darkness or frustration or shame or disappointed that you might find yourself in. And I love the fact that it talks about, you know, this love of God. It does not disappoint. It does not disappoint. God will never put you to shame. Whatever that you are going through, it does not come from the Lord. So I don't even want to waste much time on this. But if you could just share with us or tell our listeners, what is this love all about? What is this love that we are talking about today?
You know, I love talking about the Father's love, because just as we go down on the same scripture, Romans chapter 5, verse 6 says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." And then when you go to verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So when you look at the love that God is talking about, it's like you literally didn't do anything to earn it. It says in due time, he came and he died for us. And he died for someone like you and me. That time we were not even born yet. It was like 2,000 years ago when we talk about it. He had each and every one of us asleep, but bongs in mind. You know, so why would you think now there's anything that you can ever do to earn God's love? You know, he did something that was going to work 2,000 years later, even years from now, he will still be saying, "I love you and you are mine." And when you're talking about people that are going through like your depression, your stress in this season that we are in, there's a scripture in the Word of God in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 that says, "Perfect love cast out fear."
Come on.
But now if you don't know the Father, then you live in fear. But once you come in contact with this love, it's impossible for you to live in fear. Yes, fear can come knocking on your door. Depression will come knocking on your door. But it will not be able to have an entrance because now you are kept in this love. So this love is helping you not to live in fear anymore, but you live in security. So when we look at the Word of God, it clearly states that we didn't do anything. So why would you think now, wherever you are, if you may look at it, some people are going through these things like your depression, like your fear, because of we thinking, "Hey, my life is my own. Now I need to figure it out." And then when things don't go your way, then you go into a state of depression, because the world we live in, you can never measure up. It doesn't matter what car you drive today, there'll always be a better one. Even when you get married, it's like there'll always be competition all the time. There's always something better that always comes in. But if we find ourselves kept in the love of God, we will never be moved by any new trends, anything that comes in, because everything actually wants to draw you out from the love of God so that you find yourself. Because once you come out of the love of God, you are naked, because His love covers you, covers your nakedness. Because you are with this man who has seen all your flaws, you know, all your moods. He sees us when our hair is, you know, looking the other way, you know, when you haven't even brushed your teeth. It's like literally with God, He loves you for you, because His love is not dependent on you. It's dependent on Him, because love is His character. It's who He is, and it's who He has chosen to be. So it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter. It's like you can commit the biggest sin ever that there is. I love the life of Paul. If you look at the life of Paul, constantly he's always talking about how he didn't even deserve to be an apostle, because he realized, "Hey man, if it was according to the world, I wouldn't even have been given an opportunity to be an apostle, because I would be disqualified, because I'm one of the people that persecuted the church. I did this, I did that, I did that." But once he came in contact with the love of God, he said, "Man, I have never seen anything like this. Who is this man that would love me after all that I have done?" So even wherever you find yourself right now, it's like the love of God is calling on you. He's saying, "Can you allow me love you right where you're at? Can you allow my love love the fear out of you, love the depression out of you. You don't have to do anything, because out of our own strength, we are unable. It doesn't matter what we try. Sometimes we can go to, there's nothing wrong with social workers, there's nothing wrong with counselors. But man, the word of God and coming in contact of the truth, it sets you free from anything that was keeping you down.
Hey, Indio, I tell you, it's hot in here.
so much truth that Dimakatso is sharing with us. And I love the fact that you spoke about God wanting, or God wants to love you where you are at.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as people, we will think like, you know what, Lord, I just want to be put myself together. Let me put my life together in a way. But God wants you to come to Him as you are.
Yeah.
Don't wait to put your life together, because you might not be able to do that. But allow Him to put your life together, because He's able. So if, for me, it's being secured in the love of God.
Yeah.
Because you said, when you know, when you are kept in the love of God, there's nothing that happens around the world that will be able to, you know, to interfere. You know, when fear, depression comes knocking, you know, at your door, you won't let it in, because you are kept in the love of God. You are so secure in the love of God. You know that it's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
It's not got nothing to do with my performance. It's just entirely, you know, upon Him. God loves me as I am. Because you know, when we go through storms and challenges, we believe with, hey, maybe God might not love me less, or love me less right now, because as a child of God, I haven't been praying, you know, as I supposed to, or hey, I haven't fasted for a long time. You know, those things, they just come to your mind, and thinking, hey, maybe the Lord might love me less. But being secured and being content and know the truth that, you know what, God loves me as I am.
Sure.
This is truth.
It's
and
truth.
I believe that our listeners are really, really receiving what you are sharing with us this afternoon.
Yeah.
DJ Bongs.
Hi, me. I'm just listening to both of you, and I'm just sucking it in. I'm like, go on, ladies. Go on. Just tell me how much I'm loved. I'm just feeling the warmth of His embrace right now. You know, sometimes we beat ourselves, you know, down and think, you know what, hey, I said I'm going to wake up at 5 to pray to God, and now I didn't greet my father. Oh, I had to wake up. I woke up late, and you know, the alarm broke. And now I said I'm going to fast 7 days. I fasted 5. Then God must be hating on me. But what you guys are telling me now, you just given me so much freedom. It's so amazing that, you know what, now I walk in that confidence. I walk in the confidence knowing that I'm loved. And I'm also reminded that indeed God is love. He doesn't have love. He is love, you know. And when you look at the characteristics of love, one of them which I like is that He does not keep any record of wrongs. Come on now.
Amen.
So sometimes, you know, you feel like this thing condemning you in your heart to say, hey, God, you know, I want this and that. But by the way, in 1936, this is what I did. And you know what? God does not keep any record of wrongs. When He forgave us, when Jesus hung on the cross, He threw our sins into the depth of the sea of forgetfulness. Now you just reminded me of His love, that I don't need to take my spiritual fishing rod and go and fish out those sins that are already forgiven. The love that God displayed for me on the cross, I tell you, I'm excited. I don't know about you guys. That's why I told you long time ago that maybe we can just end the show and just play some music and just enjoy, because you know, from the beginning, you know, I just feel the showers of His love. If you are listening to us, please send us those WhatsApp message on 081-7291-657, 081-7291-657, and tell us what you are going through right now, what you're feeling right now, because really, this is so awesome and so amazing. And I want us to listen on this song by Yolanda Adams that says, be blessed. That's all we're saying right now. Be blessed with the love of God. Bongani and Lindiwe on the Father's Love Show with Dimakatso. We told you there's a solution to everything you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
What a song. What a beautiful song by Yolanda Adams. Mm-hmm. Be blessed. Wow. Lindy, time flies when you're having so much fun.
Always. Can you rewind the clock?
Yeah. No, but the nice thing is that you can catch the show tomorrow in the evening, the repeat at 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you can go back and, you know, as the Bible says that, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So you must listen in over and over again. And the beautiful part is that you can catch it also on our website. And just download the podcast there and listen to it over and over again, or even share it with your loved ones. Lindy, your final words, man.
My final words. I thought, Mrs. Dims, okay.
Yeah.
For me, I think one thing that our listeners should take home, or, you know, take from this show, is that God loves them regardless. And that the love of God, you know, it does not disappoint. Because in this age or day and age that we are living in, we experience so much disappointment, you know, in life. And the people that you thought they will always be with you, they will back you up in everything, and you find yourself that it's not happening like that. But I just want to remind you, or just be secured in the love of God. God loves you, you know, regardless. God loves you. If you can just be secured in that, in the love of God.
Amen. Sis Dims, your final thoughts, man.
Wow. Just one thing that I want to talk about with our viewers is, you know what, God, I think even today he's saying he's just looking for that one person who will give him an opportunity that he can love them. You know, if you are in a state of fear right now, he's saying, give me an opportunity to love the fear out of you, to love the depression out of you. And he is willing to go to any extent to make sure that you see that he loves you. And I just want to leave them with this scripture in Romans 8:37 that says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You are able to conquer because of love. So if you want to live in victory, allow God to love you to the place of victory. So I just want to leave them with that. Allow God to love you to a place of victory. It's a guarantee, but you have to give him an opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah, give God an opportunity to love on you so that he can love that fear out of you, love that sickness out of you, and cause you to prosper, man, and cause you to conquer and be victorious each and every day of your life. You know, and this, you know, it came for free. You don't have to pay.
Sure.
You don't have to, you know, do anything. You just receive
it. There's no entrance fee.
There's no entrance fee, I tell you. You know, just...
Hey.
Yeah, but for you too. Sure. You know, the way it is, it's as if, you know what, you're going through what you're going through because of refusing to receive this love. And this love has been made available, you know, for all of us. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you've been.
Yeah.
You know, God says, you know what, I love you. I love you. I loved you before you were even formed in the womb of your mother. I loved you. And I love you today, and I'm still going to love you tomorrow. I'm still going to love you even if you don't greet on me.
Sure.
I'm still going to love on you. We leave you with those thoughts. We leave you with that message that you are indeed loved. Sister Magas, thank you so very much. May God continue to bless you, keep you, and shine his face towards you.
And
be gracious to you. I tell you, we're going to bring you back.
Yeah, this was awesome.
This was so beautiful.
So refreshing.
Amen and amen. I think our listeners can agree to it. Saints, till next time, same place, same time. The Father's Love Show with Bongani, and of course,
the same people.
The beautiful Lindy way. Lindy way. Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We love you.
Actually, it's my daughter's birthday on Friday. Happy birthday in advance to Mika Teko Ntando Kazi Kababa Wake Msibi. We love you. Love you so much. So much fun to be around you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.